Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who was working the dial. So, the Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett. I don't know much about her, I have to be honest. I know that the name was released about a week or two ago, so the media could already start kind of, you know, figuring out what they want to pounce on. And unfortunately, we know it's going to be ugly. We saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. I haven't really been following all the Supreme Court hearings and, you know, what happened with Clarence Thomas and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan. Well, I haven't followed all of them. I want to apologize because it was just the negativity. And to see somebody get beat up and say, well, you're going to, you know, you're going to reverse Roe v. Wade, or you're going to take Obamacare and crush it and kill all these children, and it's not going to be pretty. And so I believe she's 48 years old. She's a mother of seven, and she has two children from Haiti. And so the Democrats have to be very, very careful when they go after and they try to Brett Kavanaugh somebody, shall we say, because we have a woman who's a mom, and she's a mom of seven kids. Well, the Democrats don't want to think that the Republicans tried to put somebody who was kind of in terms of, you know, being able to attack Teflon. So they want to, unfortunately, you know, try to say, look, nice try picking a woman with kids, because we'll find something wrong, and if there is something wrong, we're going to call it. The problem is they're going after the kids, and that's a weak spot with women. And I'm wondering if what the strategy is Amy Coney Barrett might look at this as, wait a second, all right, I want to become a Supreme Court justice, but not at the expense of my children being ridiculed and being accused of having savage parents. I believe that's what's been going on in the media. They're accusing Amy Coney Barrett of being a white colonizer, where she, quote-unquote, rescued two children, they say, from their savage parents to let them see the, you know, the rewards of being white. And I'm not really sure what the whole accusation is, but we now have two children, very innocent in all of this, where people are discussing that their parents were savages, and why are the kids being brought up? Well, it's because Amy Coney Barrett is being accused of using them as props. So, adopting somebody and adopting kids that might be underprivileged in terms of money, in terms of health access, is unfortunately it could possibly turn and accuse you of racism. So that's right now where the focus is. And my concern is once you start to basically, once you start to crucify children who are innocent victims in all this, there's going to be pressure on one side or the other. There's going to be pressure for the media to stop, go and leave the kids alone. And there's also going to be pressure on the mom. They're going to be like, look, you have kids, and you're going to try to get a Supreme Court seat after you saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh, and you're going to put the kids through that? Are you selfish? That's what they're going to try to do. And so Amy has to, Judge Barrett has to be able to withstand this. The problem is she going to withstand it with her kids unfortunately being attacked? Now, if I was her or I was President Trump, I'd be like, lay off the children. Lay off the children. I mean, wasn't there a rule with Barack Obama where, we're not going to go after the kids? And I agreed with that. We keep the kids out of it. The problem is they can't. We thought, everybody thought, that what happened with Brett Kavanaugh was going to be kind of translated to Amy Barrett being, well, she's female, maybe she's, anti-male, or maybe she's, people thought that they were going to go after her being a woman. But they can't. That's not very sexy before an election. You don't want to go after a female that you don't want to show air your dirty laundry, shall we say. If you're supposed to be the party that's pro women's rights, don't you think you would support another female being appointed? Well, it's not about that. They're going to immediately take away the women part of it, and they're going to concentrate on what's going on with the kids. Now, the where Amy is quote-unquote guilty of anything is she is a part of this process that is very highly contentious about a Republican Senate and a Republican president wanting to fill a seat after a Supreme Court justice died. The seat wasn't filled during Obama's last year in office. There's debate that Donald Trump should do the same thing. Like I said, it's a little different because it didn't make sense with the Republican-controlled Senate and Obama, who was leaving office, for there to be no for 8 months straight and not getting other business done. In this particular case, there's an argument that, well, you have a Senate and you have a president that are going to work together and get this through, so we're not spending tax dollars on an 8 month fight and battle of somebody saying no to everything Donald Trump brings up. But then there's also checks and balances. People are upset because they are thinking, gosh, if Trump gets voted out in November, we get to choose. Remember, Trump is president till January. So to go 4 months without a Supreme Court justice, it's a little tricky. So where Amy is, if at all, they're going to try to attack her, is she didn't say, oh, we need to wait until a possible Democrat president comes in. And that's not enough. So unfortunately, they're going after the kids, which I don't think is a good idea. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen. And I have a little trouble with my video here. Hold on one sec. Oh my gosh. Video not working too good. I apologize. I think what it is I don't really like who's in the video. There we go. That's me. All right. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we talked about this. When can you have sex after a heart attack? And I tell everybody, check with your cardiologist. Hey, check with, you know, check with your primary care doctor. But usually we doctors are very pro-sex. We're just into sex. I think it's because we realize that sex make babies, and babies mean more patients, right? So, you know, we'd love for you guys to have sex and have babies and come back and have the whole family go, yeah, you took care of my mom and my grandpa and all that. So we love babies, we love people, and we love sex. We think sex is great. So, yes, we are going to suggest sex after a heart attack. Maybe leave the hospital first, right? Because those beds really don't work that well. That's probably one of the reasons why your gown is kind of open in the back where you can see your tushy. Because then, right, kind of helps. Sometimes a cute butt helps, except for mine. So, apparently researchers looked at 500 sexually active people aged 65 and under who had been hospitalized for a heart attack between the years 1992 and 1993 when I was in training. So, I took care of him. I'm the ones that probably told him, yeah, have sex. The population had a median age of 53 years old. 90% were male. And about 43% of the patients had died the following 22 years. But they found that those who were sexually active had a 35% greater chance of living. So, why? Well, you know, we talk about how, you know, sex is a great exercise. I mean, maybe not for me because I'm usually like just, you know, asleep, just lying there. But, you know, if you're a little bit more active and you add, you know, stuff to your repertoire, you can burn a lot of calories. So one is it's a good cardio workout, all right? Workout for me, I don't know if it's a big workout for my husband because, you know, you got to get the heart rate up. And if it's just me, who knows what happens. But also, there's that drive to live. You know, I mean, if you're alone and you're not really, you know, you're not living for somebody and you're not, you know, I think it does play a role. I think you have to have that drive. I think you have to have that, you know, commitment to I'm going to be here for my family. And I think that might also help somehow in, you know, in terms of progress, you know, with your prognosis. Now, some of these people could have been single. Maybe that's why they had sex because they were single people. Who knows? But another thing is we keep getting this study. We keep getting this theory that gets proven over and over again that married people live longer than single people. And for those of us who have been married, and I'm on my 24th year of marriage, I love my husband, but, you know, it's a lot of stress. Marriage is a lot of work. There's a lot of stress, and, you know, you think, you know, gosh, you know, as I was single, I didn't have to worry about this. I didn't have to worry about in-laws. I didn't have to worry about egos. We didn't have to worry about, you know. But for me, marriage worked. Marriage just works. And so I get how, for me, it would help in terms of health. I don't get it for him. I don't see how being married to me does anything for his health except me saying, but did you take your medicine or, you know, don't eat red meat or did you exercise, you know, take the dog out for a walk. So if I nag him, maybe I'm keeping him in shape and I'm keeping him from eating red meat and things like that. But I, you know, so it's funny because there's this little puppet cartoon thing or whatever that's out there. And it's a doctor interviewing a patient. And I need medical students to look at this because it was a pretty good interview by the doctor. And it's all a puppet. It looks like, you know, like a Sesame Street puppet. And the doctor asked the puppet, you know, how you doing or whatever. And he keeps kind of bringing up the wife, you know. And so the doctor goes, well, yeah, a secret to a happy marriage is still a secret. And when I heard that, oh, I wish I could take credit for that quote. But the secret to a happy marriage is still a secret. Meaning, I don't think anybody knows how to make a marriage happy. Now, for those of you who have been married 20-some years, and you love it, and you're super happy, would like to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I think the secret to a happy marriage, because honestly, I have to be doing something right for Corey to still be stuck with me. And not leaving me, is I think the secret to a happy marriage is we have to communicate. So when I get ticked off about something, I get quiet, you know, and then, you know, because I don't like to fight. I know it looks like I probably raise hell and I yell. I don't like yelling. I just don't. You know, I lived in a household where there was a lot of it. And so the secret to me is, you know, let them know you're upset with non-communication behavior, like, okay, which I'll sometimes do, you know, or like my husband will say something, you know, hey, do you want to go to the movies tonight? No. Okay. When I do that, he knows he's in trouble. He knows. You see, I didn't have to raise my voice. I didn't have to call him a name. I didn't have to, you know. Then he's like, what's wrong? Nothing. All right. And then I can make him mad. I know exactly how to make him mad. So he's like, nothing. Nothing's wrong. I'm just tired. I just want to go to sleep. So now he has to wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you say, I got to go to sleep, I'm just tired, then he has to wait all night wondering what he did wrong. And the funny thing is he usually figures it out. He goes, you're mad because I said this, or you're mad because I did this. Well, I want to say I'm mad. It's just, I'm just, you know, look, I shouldn't have said it. It was wrong. Okay. All right, let's have sex. See, it's really easy. So the secret to a happy marriage is you got to communicate. You got to make sure you finish and fix things before you go to bed. I don't really like to go to bed mad, but I know it gets fixed because I tell them, I'm going to go to bed and, you know, this isn't resolved. And only once in our whole time of marriage have I gone to bed without something being resolved. Other than that, that works. Next is you have to have date nights. You have to still make it fun. And, you know, women, when you do, and I know women are going to hate this, they're going to think it's really sexist and stereotypical, but when you do date night, dress up a little. You know, I mean, you know, going in the muumuu, I've done that, where I've worn my pajamas out on date night because we were going to a movie. And I'm like, well, you know what? These are really comfy pajama bottoms. I get cold. I'll bring a blankie. Now, I cuddle, right, because you can lift up the arm thing and you can cuddle during it. But, I, you know, he can't take me to dinner and, you know, he can't think it's like a date if I'm sitting in my pajamas. So, you know, you got to try to, you know, make a little effort. And dudes, okay, put some deodorant on. Take a shower once in a while. It helps, all right? But, you know, our longevity and our health, okay, you know, does depend on how we live day to day. And I'm not the type of radio host like others out there that will say never get divorced. I understand, even with all the religious implications and religious restrictions that many of us have within our religions, if you are with somebody that you can't stand and you guys can't stand each other and you're always fighting and you don't want to be around each other and you don't like each other's presence, or if you find that you don't want to go home, that I think is going to kill you faster than anything else. You know, when they say, oh, married men live longer than non-married men, they haven't really done a study with women. When they say married men live longer than non-married men, they're assuming the happily married men. You know, but if you're with somebody, you know, or vice versa, females, and you're with someone, you know, or, you know, that's abusing you, whether it's verbally or whether it's physically, you get the hell out of the marriage. I mean, that's not a marriage. Imagine marriage is a partnership. Okay? And I don't know if you've ever had partners in business, but it's multifaceted, and you guys have to be compatible on a lot of things. You have to be compatible in a business with how you treat the employees. Okay, if you have somebody who's treated the employees like crap, you can't be a partner with that person. Okay, you need somebody who treats employees well. If you have a partner that overspends when you're trying to save, that partnership is not going to work in that business. If you have a partner that doesn't put in the work and you're putting in all the work, no, it's not going to happen. If you have a partner that just acts like they're a partner, right, you know, and they get all the gains, you know, and they get all the credit, but then when poop goes downhill, they blame it on you. Again, that's not a partner. Well, same thing with the marriage, all right? You know, if your partner in marriage, right, you know, isn't really trying, isn't really, you know, is very apathetic, that doesn't help. If they're the way they treat the kids, if they beat the kids, things like that, no, you can't have a partner with that, and you can't subject your kids to that. You got to get out. If you have a partner that keeps kind of looking at other places to go, right, if you had a partner, let's say, of your business that kept kind of checking out the competition and saying, you know, I might want to join the competition, you're like, well, then how do I know your loyalties are here? Same thing with cheating. If you have a partner that's always kind of looking outside, that's not a good partner. So you know, our health, unfortunately, really is dependent on how we do and how we live, you know, most of our hours of the day. Now, some of us, like me, I work more hours than I'm home. Well, same thing with work, okay? If you want to have a long life, your work life can't be also killing you. So you got to look at work that way, too. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can.
Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, Joe Biden and President Trump will take the stage in Cleveland for the first presidential debate. Former NBC and Fox News host Megyn Kelly on what people will be looking for.
I mean, I think you really have to watch Biden for any cognitive struggles. That's obviously what people wonder about Joe Biden. And with Trump, the biggest challenge is going to be fact-checking him on the spot because, you know, he doesn't have an adult relationship with the truth.
Kelly speaking there on Inside Edition. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is meeting with several Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence escorting Barrett to a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and calling Barrett a woman of great character and intellect. He said he hopes Democrats will agree to a fair and respectful confirmation process, although many Democrats not even agreeing to meet with Barrett. This is USA Radio News. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is warning that wildfire burning in Northern California may join the largest fire in state history. Newsom saying the Zog fire could merge with the raging August Complex fire. More than 3.7 million acres have already burned across the state so far this season due to 8,100 fires. More than 60 wineries are in the burn zone. Dario Fatui tells NBC News he lost his entire vineyard.
I put all my love into this, I never thought when this would happen, but it has.
Federal prosecutors are releasing more information about the Canadian woman accused of sending a letter with ricin to President Trump. They say 53-year-old Pascal Ferrier had hundreds of rounds of ammunition in her backpack when she was arrested at the Peace Bridge September 20th. Ricin was also found at her home. The letter addressed to the president was intercepted before reaching the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a Texas boy who died from a brain-eating amoeba. We've spoken about these amoebas. And it was a six-year-old that apparently was swimming. I believe he was in a camp. I think it was at camp, and it was like a pond that he was swimming in. Well, unfortunately, in the warmer parts of the country, these amoebas like to sit on the bottom of these riverbeds or pond beds. And then when the kids are swimming and people shake it up by putting their feet down at the bottom and then they go underwater, these amoebas can very easily swim up into the nose. And then they go up into the nose. They travel up to the brain. So what they want to do right now is to make sure that the water system is safe. Now, they say that the water was never an issue in the boy's death, but they're going to still make sure that the drinking water system is safe. This is why whenever some of you neti pot or if you flush out your sinuses, I say don't use tap water. Use water that's already been kind of sterile or distilled water, because you don't want to take anything that possibly could have, you know, something that lives in the pipes going up into your nose. So a local official in Texas says it's going to take at least 60 days to flush out and ensure a drinking water system is safe after the boy had died from the amoeba. The Brazos Sport Water Authority was never an issue with Josiah's passing or an issue of water quality, according to Representative Dennis Bonin, Texas Speaker of the House, said on Monday. His sentiments echo a news release posted on Saturday by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality that there is no safety issue with the water distribution system, which had initially was issued a do not advisory for 11 cities. The advisory was lifted for all except the Lake Jackson area, which is home to about 27,000 people. Now, Josiah McIntyre of Lake Jackson had begun showing flu-like symptoms earlier this month before his condition deteriorated to the point where he had trouble standing and communicating. Oh, so just tragic. So possible water sources linked to his death were a splash pad, water storage tank, a fire hydrant, and a water hose bib. Oh, so I apologize. This wasn't the death that happened with the camp. I apologize. Following his death, because it could have been either the fire hydrant or a water storage tank, whatever. Unfortunately, they had to then test water samples, three of which were positive for the Naegleria fowleri microbe. So as a result, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality advised the Brazosport Water Authority to flush out the water system with chlorine to eradicate the microbe. So they're going to be doing that for 60 days. So the area is serviced by a combination of well water and Brazos River water, which is the longest river that flows throughout Texas. Temperature of the river basin ranges from 59 degrees to the upper parts of 71 degrees of the coastal area. So this brain-eating amoeba is found in warmer freshwater and soil. So it infects you when it can get through the nose, travels up to the brain, where it can cause a primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, which is usually always fatal. This type of infection usually takes place in lakes and rivers, but in rare instances may also occur in contaminated swimming pools or through contaminated tap water. You cannot get infected from swallowing water, so this isn't something that's edible or drinking. But unfortunately, when kids play, they splash each other and water comes up through the nose and it's just bad. Symptoms of the infection typically set in within 1 to 9 days after exposure. The victims usually die within 1 and 18 days after symptoms begin. Early symptoms could be like a bad headache, a fever, nausea, vomiting. Then, unfortunately, during later stages, there could be neck stiffness and seizures and altered mental status. Unfortunately, some of these kids can say they see things, hallucinations. Then they might go into a coma. Very rare to live through one of these. So, I always recommend for kids to wear the little nose plugs when they go swimming or playing. But, you know, if they were just playing with, how many of us have played with fire hydrant water? You know? It's a shame. It's a shame. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A kindergarten teacher in China is getting the death sentence because they poisoned, she poisoned dozens of her colleagues' students. Wow. This was revenge against a colleague, and it left one toddler dead. A court in the central Chinese province of Henan and Wanyung put sodium nitrite, said that Wang Yun put sodium nitrite into a porridge that was being prepared for her colleague's students. It made 25 sick. The attack took place in March 2019 and left one boy severely ill for months before he died in January later this year. The Jingozhuo City Intermediate People's Court, and I apologize if I mispronounced that, said Wang knew that sodium nitrate was harmful but went ahead with no regard for the consequences, leaving many innocent children in the hospital. So kids began to vomit, faint after eating their breakfast, and the kindergarten students, it's not five-year-olds, they're also as down to three, so you could have children as, you know, young as three in kindergarten. So the death sentence was now handed to Wang this week for the offense of using dangerous substances. So we use sodium nitrate to cure meats, but it could be very toxic when ingested in high amounts because it's a salt. Now, we don't know why this happened. We do know this isn't the first time she used sodium nitrate to poison someone. She apparently put it in her husband's mug, causing him minor injuries. They say last year, 36 primary school students in southwest China's Sichuan province were hospitalized for eating, quote, moldy food. So they definitely need to get their home in order. Now, speaking of getting their homes in order, people are having parties. There's going to be debate parties tonight. Halloween's coming up, and people are going to have parties. Well, there's more and more media stories coming out where people are getting arrested for parties. One child, I think, was having a party at his parents' house. Parents, I believe, got fined, and I believe they could face years of imprisonment because the kid had a party and people at the party ended up having COVID. So if you do have a party and you're like, yeah, but nobody's sick, it could still be blamed on your party. Now, police did have to break up, and I don't think anybody got arrested. I need to double-check this. But apparently there was a party at Florida State University's campus in Tallahassee, and police officers had to respond to more than a dozen calls in reference to large crowds. And one gathering at an off-campus apartment complex on Dixie Drive had more than 1,000 people gathered outside, along with 700 vehicles. Officers arrived just before midnight. They were able to safely disperse the crowds with the assistance from the Leon County Sheriff's Office helicopter. Now, the apartment complex is about 2 miles from FSU. Now, apparently, this massive party came as nearly as 1,500 students have tested positive for the coronavirus since testing began August 2nd. Florida Governor Rick DeSantis has called for some type of Bill of Rights for students that would protect them from the, quote, draconian punishments put in place to stop its spread. He said, this is what college kids do. They're at low risk. And I just think that what we've got, that we've got to be reasonable about this and really focus the efforts on where the most significant risk is. So the FSU president, John Thrasher, had appealed to students in a letter last month to wear masks, stay 6 feet apart, and kind of warned against those hosting or attending large parties. He said, the choices you make don't impact you. They affect your friends, families, professors, FSU staff, the community at large, as well as our ability to hold in-person classes and future events and provide campus services. So Florida is grappling with 701,000 quote-unquote cases and at least 14,000 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins University's tally. Florida health officials reported 738 new cases on Monday. It's the lowest reported number since the beginning of June, so they're starting to ease up on a lot of the restrictions because, you know, the economy is dying. And, you know, as we spoke to one of our callers in Florida, there's not a lot of, you know, activity with a huge amount of the population who was scared to get out. And, you know, older people kind of confining to their homes is not a very easy thing to do when you're older and you want to enjoy life, right? So you know, it's interesting. The kids, the Generation Zs, and then later the Generation Alphas. Alphas are the ones born after 2010. So they're about 10 years old now at their oldest. But this next decade, they're going to be the ones, you know, doing the parties and doing a lot of commerce. They're going to be the ones that save the economy. Unfortunately, they also might be the ones that kind of propagate the virus. So it's a fine line to stopping the parties and stopping them from getting together and living life and being who they are to getting the economy back on track. And I know there's a big debate on, well, you know, you're putting lives at risk, but the debate kind of circles around, yeah, but if they're not, you know, the ones getting sick or dying, so do we just let them party among themselves or do we crack down on them? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the $2.2 trillion stimulus bill that's been proposed by the House, I don't think it's really going to go that far. Now, the House Democrats had announced a stimulus bill, and I'll tell you really quickly what's in it. $2.2 trillion is a lot more than the $600 billion. I can't believe these numbers that we're talking about. The $600 or the $500 to $600 billion dollar bill that the Republicans proposed was called quote unquote skinny in the media. You see how people use these terms? You're like, oh, well, the Republicans are being cheap. 600 billion. But how is that cheap? But the Democrats have come up with a $2.2 trillion bill, stimulus bill. It includes $1,200 stimulus checks for individuals, $2,400 for married joint filers. I believe the other one did too. $600 weekly federal unemployment benefits as opposed to the $400, $300 of which would come from the government, $100 of which from the Republican bill. $600 of weekly federal unemployment benefits, $120 billion of funding for the restaurant industry, because the restaurants are really getting hit. One of my favorite restaurants I saw was closed yesterday. They're just closed. They just can't do 50% capacity. Financial relief for the airline industry, $225 billion in education funding, $436 billion in financial aid for state, local, and tribal governments, $75 billion for COVID-19 testing and tracing, $15 billion for the U.S. Post Office, and food assistance benefits. So, the HEROES Act, this is, I guess, a 2.0 of the HEROES Act. Unfortunately, with everything going on with the Supreme Court and with the election, I don't know how much is going to get done. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, passed, the Supreme Court became a huge focus, and understandably so. And the Democrats are pretty mad at the Republicans right now. So we were concerned that everything would stall. Well, they want to get votes, and they have an election coming up. So the last thing they want is to appear like they are going to stall on making things happen. So I wasn't surprised that we were going to have the stimulus bill that has so much more goodies attached to it. The thing is I just don't understand where all this money is coming from. I mean, we're at a deficit, whether it's $600 billion or $2.2 trillion. I think a lot of people are looking at these numbers going, well, why not make it $4 trillion, or just give us money. I just don't know the implications of inflation. I don't know the implications of how that works. From what we understand, those PPP loans that were given through the Small Business Association has been a little tricky, as many institutions and banks are not getting paid back from the federal government yet. I believe they will be, but asking the government to reimburse you is a long and arduous process. That's why a lot of medical providers don't take Medicaid or Medicare, because they see the patient and then waiting to hopefully get paid. You're promised to get paid, but you don't. I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars over my years of practice I did not get paid that the federal government was supposed to pay me because I saw the patients. So it's, unfortunately, and that's why a lot of doctors left practice, because they couldn't get the government to pay them. Now, I understand it was during the Obamacare years, and, you know, there was a recession and the government was struggling, but I have still yet to see those payments. And in fact, one little trick that happened is the government had sent an EOB to all the patients saying, yep, we paid, this is what we paid, yet the money never went to the bank account. Because, you know, they wanted you to set up electronically. I go, but, you know, you said you paid on all these claims and there's no money. Still, nothing yet. So the patient's like, yeah, but here's the proof. The government said they paid you. I go, it's not in the bank. I can show you the bank. The money's not there. So we're having some of those issues from the bank side. So if the government is going to promise, oh, yeah, we're giving you all that money, people are going to be like, well, where is it? So many of them got their first round stimulus checks. President Trump offered the next round, and unfortunately, that still hasn't happened because, again, Congress has to approve and the Senate has to approve. So what's going to be very interesting is if the Supreme Court justice nomination, Amy Coney Barrett, is going to kind of be in the wings with this one. And if the Senate goes, look, if you play nice with our Supreme Court justice, we will allow your $2.2 trillion to go through. I just don't know if that's going to happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of play nice, we got the debate tonight. And there's been discussions that Joe Biden might be wearing an earpiece, or he might be getting performance-enhancing drugs. So this is interesting. So we're being told that Donald Trump campaign, President Trump, wanted a third party to inspect Democrat Joe Biden's ear before the debate to make sure he wasn't wearing an earpiece. They said a demand for a third-party earpiece inspection has emerged from a former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Fox and Friends. And the Fox News Channel reported the request Tuesday morning as more details surfaced about the negotiations the two campaigns are having with the Commission on Presidential Debates. Again, we're not ready. We're not even ready for this next election. So Biden's team did not agree to the demand. Now, Trump campaign volunteered that Donald Trump would be inspected. Fine by that, me. Joe Biden's handler several days ago agreed to a pre-debate inspection for electronic earpaces, but today abruptly reversed themselves and declined. He said, on top of the refusal to take a drug test, it seems pretty obvious that the Biden team is looking for any safety net they can in the hours leading up to the debate. With his 47 years as a failed Washington politician, how much help does Biden want? Now, I have been watching Joe Biden, and I've been watching Donald Trump in terms of their speeches and all that. Donald Trump does seem to be a little quicker with some of his speeches in terms of his answers. Joe Biden, a little bit more collected, especially with, you know, his years of, you know, in politics. But, you know, a pause could be pretty, apparent, I think. However, if he sets the stage early on that he is going to pause, and they say, let me think about my answer. That gives time for somebody to go, we'll say this. I don't know if the earpiece would work many times if people are having issues with early dementia that has been acute, that has, is alleged with Joe Biden. Nothing that we could prove, obviously. It is difficult to be spoken to in one ear and then have it come out right. So, if he doesn't allow the earpiece to happen, unless he has answers already pre-memorized to shoot out and they say, okay, do number two. You know, I will not, okay, I will, and then he goes and he speaks, to that script, it could work. I just don't see how it happens. So, the debate happens tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, 90 minutes, no breaks, not supposed to be much of an audience. And in terms of the drug test, again, I still don't understand how performance-enhancing drugs, you know, unless they're talking about Ritalin or something like that, you know, would work. But I get that, you know, if Biden does perform very, very well with everything going on, people are going to want to know what's going on. By the way, what's going on is today is National Coffee Day. So apparently there's a lot of good deals out there for those of you who want your coffee fix. 7-Eleven will give you any size coffee for a dollar. Barnes & Noble will give you a free hot or iced tall coffee with the purchase of anything from their bake case. Bigby Coffee will give a free 20-ounce hot or iced brew coffee with any purchase. Caribou Coffee, you get 50% off prepackaged beans. Circle K, free hot, that's a Caribou Coffee. As long as you buy a large beverage, you get half off the beans. Circle K, Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, Quarter Bakery Cafe, Cumberland Farms, Duck. Donuts. These are called Duck Donuts. We'll give you hot or iced coffee with any purchase. Dunkin' will give you free medium hot or iced coffee. Godiva will give you 30% off coffee bags. Huddle House, Jack in the Box, Krispy Kreme, McDonald's, Panera. Looks like there's a lot of Sonic Drive-In, a lot of coffee deals today. Happy Coffee Day, 1-877 Doc Deli.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.